Welcome to episode 342 of The Lab. I'm Brad Barton.
I'm Phil Barton.
This is one in our continuing series on robotics and automation in space and space travel. If you'd like to hear the other episodes, you can find them by visiting thelabwithbrad.com.
Running out of planets, man.
Hey, that was my... Hey, you took my line.
Hey!
I'm the last planet, and we're not even sure it's a planet. Would have been a clever way to start. It's all ruined. In fact, I don't even want to do this episode anymore.
Let's go home. Oh, wait.
Right, let's go to Pluto. That's where we're headed.
Yes.
It's very far away.
Mm-hmm.
And cold.
Right.
Minus 378 to minus 396 degrees Fahrenheit.
There's a variance. Oh, okay. Is this a summer winter thing?
Hell if I know. It's very tiny.
Right.
It's like 2/3 as wide as our moon, about 1,400 miles.
Hmm.
2,380 kilometers.
Okay.
It orbits the sun around 39, maybe 40 times further out than us.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Its orbit is a little eccentric.
Mm-hmm.
It's tilted to the ecliptic, which is just this magic disk. Imagine the equator of the sun just sort of expands out in magic disks.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ecliptic. Most of the other planets stay pretty close to that.
Okay.
Pluto's just sort of 17 degrees tilt. Its orbit.
It just does what it wants.
Yeah.
Hmm.
A year on Pluto is more than 248 years. It's almost 249 years.
Holy crap.
Long. Mm-hmm. Earth years long. Around 20 of those years, it's closer to the sun than Neptune is.
Uh-huh.
Now, remember I mentioned it. Its orbit is tilty?
Yeah.
Yeah, when it's as close to the sun as it gets, it's also as far away from the disk, the ecliptic, as it gets.
Oh, okay.
So that's nice, handy, don't hit Neptune kind of stuff.
I was just thinking.
Its axial tilt is about 120 degrees.
Wow.
It's worse than Uranus. A day is about 6 days, or 6 Earth days long.
Okay.
And a day includes sort of doing this orbital dance with its biggest moon,
mm-hmm.
Charon.
Oh, yeah.
Which, if we include Pluto as a planet, is the biggest moon compared to its primary of them all.
Oh, okay.
And in fact, the spot that they both circle around,
mm-hmm.
because everything that's orbited by something else is actually also wobbling a little.
Wiggle, wiggle.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's outside of both of those, somewhere in between them.
Oh, okay.
They circle around like a double planet.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the question of whether or not it's a planet.
I still vote yes.
Which we talked about on Monday. It's not Monday anymore, this Monday recording.
Oh.
At least not at the moment. It's 12:12 right now when we're recording, so it's actually Tuesday again.
Yeah, but we haven't slept.
I know. So I figure we're just going to call it a Monday when it's a Monday, even though it's a Tuesday when it's a Monday.
I agree with what?
Let's talk about our sponsors, including the Inflatable Pyramid, Self-Driving Tombstone, and Neutronium Paperweight.
Self-Driving Tombstone. Newtonian what?
Neutronium Paperweight.
Oh, that helps. Why?
I promise the papers won't move. Or survive.
Stuck on the tombstone. Here lies, holy crap.
Here lies Pluto the planet, actually. Hey! We need to talk about this whole issue.
It's a planet. For nostalgia's sake.
It was discovered in 1930.
Yeah, yes.
Because they'd already found Neptune,
mm-hmm.
with math. And then they'd done some more observation, thinking maybe we need another planet out there to explain all this.
Yeah, okay.
They later found out Neptune wasn't quite the same size or mass as they thought. So the whole need for that extra planet kind of went away.
But they found
But they found one. Yeah. Planet 9 since the 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
Pluto.
Yeah, man.
All was well.
Yeah.
In 2006, actually, January of 2006,
yeah.
The New Horizons space mission,
mm-hmm.
launched.
Cool.
It would be quite a while until 2015 before it reached Pluto.
Okay.
But in August of 2006...
Uh-huh.
The International Astronomical Union,
What?
The International I'm going to try this one more time. Neutronium paperweight.
You did it.
The International Astronomical Union,
yes,
or IAU, decided Pluto was not a planet.
Just by themselves. I mean, they didn't take a vote.
There was a vote. There was a debate. There was a committee.
Mm-hmm.
It just took a while. Part of what's going on here.
Okay.
Back in 1882.
Yep.
They discovered Ceres.
Uh-huh.
Which is the first asteroid to have been discovered.
Ceres. Like,
yes.
Is it spelled like the store?
C. No. And then some other letters.
Mm-hmm.
C-E-S-E.
Or
something. Ah, God, you think I would have looked this up.
If it starts with a C, you have answered my question.
Okay. Anyway, it's big enough to turn roundy.
Okay.
And it is roundy, and so they thought, hey, a planet.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they found another asteroid, and then another one, and then another one, and then another one. And at first they were calling them all planets.
Hey, I would
be excited. But around 1950, 1951 or so, we were up to 23 planets. I guess that's a bad thing, because they decided to start calling those asteroids.
Okay.
And so Ceres went from planet to asteroid and was later redesignated a dwarf planet in 2006, the same time Pluto got demoted. Because we found Pluto out there past Neptune, sort of overlapping a little bit.
Yes.
And then we found another such object and another one and another one.
What's going on here? This can't be right.
Yeah. So we either have to accept some huge number of planets or we use some other designation.
You know where my vote lies.
I do. As a matter of fact, 23 planets. You're not the only one. One group of scientists, after the New Horizons went by Pluto, and it turned out to be interesting enough to be called a planet.
Hey, yeah.
Disagrees. And they actually want a description or a definition of a planet that means it's geologically active.
Okay.
That's all they want. Argument against that particular definition involves extrasolar planets,
because
it's hard to tell if they're geologically active or not from here.
That's all the grant proposals in the world could come out of this. This would be great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. They have to develop new observational techniques. Would you like to know what makes a planet a planet, according to the IAU?
Yeah.
All right. Big enough to be roundy, orbiting the sun, and have cleared out your orbit of everything roughly your size.
So if Pluto ever kicks Neptune out, does it get to be a planet now?
Well, it'd still have a bunch of other Plutoids or dwarf planets.
Oh, dang it. Okay, fine.
But the article that was sharply critical of this whole notion, it thought anything active at all, which include the moons Titan, Enceladus, Io, Europa, Ganymede.
Right.
Yeah, and Pluto, and Triton, that's in there too. Oh, and Ceres would be a planet again, by this definition.
Yay for that. Okay, I'm starting to see the problem.
Yeah. Pluto has an atmosphere.
What?
Well, it's thin.
Okay. I'm surprised in general.
And it might be seasonal. It might not be there when Pluto is as far away from the sun as it gets.
Oh.
Although I did see one article that said, we expected the atmospheric pressure to drop, and it didn't.
Okay.
Nitrogen, methane, and carbon monoxide.
Okay.
It's actually got a bluish tint, this atmosphere does, and layers of haze.
Okay.
Five moons, by the way. We only talked about Charon. I'm just trying to cover the things I forgot to mention before we rolled into Monday, including the fact that next week is all about our five-year anniversary.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Bear that in mind. Explains why I'm so frazzled now. Yeah, that's what's happening.
That's what's happening, yes.
So when the New Horizons spacecraft went whip and plasp, Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
It was in 2015. They took as many pictures of as much of it as they could,
mm-hmm.
but that only amounts to like half the northern hemisphere in high res,
mm-hmm.
and about 40% of the planet hasn't been photographed at all.
There could be buildings on it.
Yeah. Yeah. So bear that in mind as we talk about these things that we don't know about Pluto. But one of the first pictures they saw is a bright feature
mm-hmm.
that looks like a heart.
Oh. Oh.
So, you know, all those little cartoons of Pluto looking sad or lonely or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right opposite of where Charon floats is this ice heart sitting on Pluto.
See, Pluto's the bigger man, or planet.
The bigger man, the bigger planet. I still love you guys.
That's cute.
The left side of that is a basin. The right side of that is a bunch of mountains.
Okay.
Apparently a bunch of nitrogen snow comes from the left side to coat the mountains on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
So, yay. That heart is about the size of Texas and Oklahoma.
That's a big-ass heart. Or pardon me.
I might just have to keep that, just for the phrase ass heart. The left lobe is a 600-mile-wide glacier.
Okay.
The largest glacier in the solar system.
Oh.
Though it's more nitrogen ice than water ice.
Still, it's big. Yeah.
But there's also a lot of water ice.
Hey, okay, cool.
In 2016, a picture of something that looked like a snail was floating around the internet.
Okay.
It really does kind of look like a snail. There's the shell. It looks like a trail.
Okay.
It's actually a chunk of water ice.
Oh.
That is come up from and been pushed over time towards the edge of this polygonal region.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You've seen it like the columnar basalt?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
It looks like that, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
They figure they're convection zones. But we're talking glacial paced movement. So over the course of thousands to hundreds of thousands of years,
mm-hmm.
the warm stuff bubbles up from the middle, and then the cold stuff ends up going down around the edges.
Okay.
But it's pretty active.
Yeah, actually. I mean, the
that basalt we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, that takes a decent amount of activity going on. You need to spew the lava in the first place, and then it needs to cool slow, is what I've heard.
There is evidence of a subsurface ocean in Pluto.
Everybody's got a subsurface ocean these days.
I know.
What is going on?
Pluto didn't want to be left out. That includes what looks like the aftermath of an eruption
mm-hmm.
that looks like it probably was water erupting.
Okay.
Didn't actually catch the actual thing and, you know,
yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah, we're never looking.
This is amazing. Like, if you assume liquid water equals life,
yeah.
which it doesn't, really. I mean, that's just one of several things you need.
Mm-hmm.
The places that there could be life is just, the list is getting so long.
I know. This whole journey has taught me that I have much more sci-fi to write. I don't write sci-fi.
Where are my dragons?
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, this whole, we've just sort of trailed off into nonsense.
I know, right?
Which is what I plan to do
to all
next time. See you then.
Bye.